I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
If you look at our third down, we got back on track on third down. They were 2-for-4 in the red zone. We did. We started three times on the, I believe it was a plus 49, once on the plus 40. And to come away with 6 points and a takeaway, that's a tremendous job by our guys with resiliency and clamping down. And to come away with that, if you said a team starts in plus territory four times, you'd think that someone would come away with more points. But we've got a lot to improve on from that game.
Bobby Babich, are the Bills going to be fine overall defensively, 4-0 with New England in Sunday night? Does it feel yet, it's only Tuesday, maybe this is a better question for like Thursday or Friday, to the season ticket holders, are you exhausted yet? Baltimore, okay, you know, we're back. This is a thrilling game. Maybe I even stayed to the end, made it through the next day at work. Then week three, here I am on a Thursday night, close game, late. Maybe I made it to Friday. Then it's New Orleans. Thank goodness, 1 o'clock. All right, that was 2 days ago. Sunday night is coming up this week. White uniforms, white out. Are we okay? Are we sort of pacing ourselves?
It's three home games in a row is a lot.
4 out of 5.
Yeah.
3 at night.
It's a lot. I'm still tired from last Thursday. Or Tuesday, whatever that was.
I'm so tired from the Fitz years.
I'm still tired.
I just have not even recovered.
I've not caught up on my sleep yet.
No. Let's go to Andrew here. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Sharp. Hey, Bulldog. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, was before the Ross Tucker segment, you guys were talking about are the Bills in a class of their own?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought those two guys calling in were a bit too optimistic for being in a class of their own. This defense is way too scary. If you want to put the offense in a class of its own, score 30 points a game, don't turn the ball over, fine. But the defense has way too many question marks, and I think we're counting way too much on these unknown players of Okungjobi, Hoyt, and Harrison to be really confident. And secondly, this entire back seven makes me really nervous. Because Teron Johnson and Bernard, you know, they're always hurt. I hope they don't get it, but I think we're one secondary injury away from disaster.
Yeah.
I know the defensive numbers, like when it comes to the passing, we're first or second in yards per game, but game script for the Ravens, Lamar only had 20 attempts. Then we had the Dolphins, which we always have the number for, and the Jets. And the Saints are just pathetic passing offenses. So what do you guys think about that?
I think their pass defense has yet to really be tested. Yeah, I think that that's fair. Now, I thought Baltimore would do more like they did in the playoff game, but they didn't need to because they ran for, you know, whatever, 200 yards or whatever it was that they did. So, yeah, I mean, I hear you on Hoyt and Ogunjobi, and especially Ogunjobi. Like, I don't even know.
What is he?
You're right. I don't know what he is. I don't know if he's someone who absolutely would have been given a spot if Dwayne Carter hadn't gotten hurt. Honestly, like that Ogunjobi to me was, but they did keep him through the suspension. So I mean, there must be some. But I think he's a rotational piece. He's Jordan Phillips to me. Like, he's younger, but the guy. So I'm not looking a lot there. Hoyt is a very interesting piece of the puzzle, though, because that's a guy that at least in LA moved around a lot, and I'm really curious to see what they have in mind for him. But with all that said. Because, yes, everyone gets mentioned at once, the guys that are suspended and the injured guys. I think Oliver and Milano are the bigger deal here to me. Really, they're known commodities anyway. And if they come back and Oliver plays the way he played in the opener, then, you know, you've got really, I think, your best offensive lineman back. No disrespect to Joey Bosa, but he's made enough mistakes to sort of, you know, at least – offset the good things he's doing a little bit. And Milano, you know, he's been such a good player and looked like he was all the way back, but that wasn't going great to start the year. Like, the Baltimore game was not good for him. And so I appreciate your caution about the overall point. I think it should be heeded. I'm heeding. I think it's right. And someone else always seems to drop out. Like, you're going to get guys back, someone else is going to go out. Like, it's football. That happens all over the league. You know, it would surprise me if they get these guys back if they have a smooth ride to the finish line. I mean,
let's make sure to protect Christian Benford's head.
Good idea.
That'd be good to do.
Good idea.
Wrap, stop clipping them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want it to happen again and hear that the wind was just knocked out of him. And Benford, you know, you saw what happened last year. That might have been the difference between what happened and a Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
I mean, really, Benford. So how much can you do to prevent that? Not really all that much. Except, you know, just don't play guys. But we've right. yet to see the Bills get to that point.
The one part I wouldn't pump the brakes on is the young guys that are already playing. Dorian Strong is playing. Like, he took, you know, a couple series away from Tre'Davious White in the game on Sunday. And that I don't think is just because of White underperforming. I think it's we want to get this guy on the field because we think he can help us. And Deion Walker in the middle of their defensive line has been... I mean, he is saving their draft class right now. Harrison's hurt. Sanders has been underwhelming.
Hawes.
Jackson can't get a jersey. Hawes, yes. So, and Walker to me, and Sanders to an extent, should just get better as this year goes on. I think Walker already is better in week four than he was in week one. And look, that doesn't keep, you know, that arc doesn't keep going up forever. But that's a very interesting player that could be a very important piece for them by the time we get to snow.
Thanks, Andrew. Alex next. Hi, Alex.
Yes, to answer your question, season ticket holder, I am exhausted, especially because I'm from Rochester, so it's like an extra hour, you know, at the end of that these night games. I will say, however, that the game on Sunday felt more the 1 o'clock Sunday game felt more exhausting than the either two. I think it's maybe just like the game didn't have a lot of energy to me. It was tough to get excited about anything. It felt like a longer day because we're on the visitor side. We got pelted by the sun all day with no cloud cover. So, like, yes, I am exhausted. I talked to my father-in-law yesterday. I'm, like, looking for any out of, like, should we sell these tickets on Sunday? Because it's daunting to me to think about going. But it's the Patriots. We have to go. Last time we'll see them in this stadium. But, yes, to answer your question, I do feel exhausted. I'm sure a lot of other fans resonate with that.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. You got to make it through this one, and then you're on the road or off until Kansas City.
Yeah, that's a healthy little break there. Yeah,
make it through this one. Take Saturday off if you can. Maybe your kids can get a ride from somebody. on Saturday.
For all their stuff. All the kids' stuff.
Maybe, right. Maybe, you know, Friday night you stay home and, you know, rent Tootsie. I don't know what you need to do, but you got to get through Sunday. Then you're fine. Andrew next. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the question. Or really the statement I want to make. I was listening to Jeremy and Joe this morning, and they were talking about the Diggs return and the possibility that we would ultimately be – that people would be booing Diggs in this comeback. And I just want to put it out there. Can we please not boo Diggs? I think, like, there's people in life, in your careers, relationships that are instrumental in, like, unlocking things for you. And even if they're not going to be with you the whole way. And to me, like, Daboll and, like, Diggs are those figures for this team and for Josh Allen. And I think that we owe him kind of a debt of gratitude for that. And I keep going back to that Steelers Monday night, Sunday night game, or whatever it was, where he just torches the secondary the entire night. And that was the first time in my adult life that I can, you know,
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Cognizantly remember the Bills being cool and not having to defend it to any of my non-Bills friends. So hoping to put that out there and looking forward to the game. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, I have no idea what to expect. I shouldn't say that. My best guess would be that he does not get booed, like, just on site, like warm-ups, and even, you know, what he's on the field, he catches a pass. I think if he gets in the end zone or, like, stings them, he'll get booed because he's on their team now and he's hurting you. But I think mostly you've got it. The way I view it, certainly, I agree 100% with how you view him and his importance, Daboll too, to this whole production. I don't think it would be right to say Allen would not have gotten there without him, but it certainly helped a lot as Allen was sort of getting his feet under him. And, hat tip is what I would say for Diggs, even though it ended, you know, kind of ugly.
I'm with the caller too, but he gets booed at every turn Sunday. We have so much pent-up energy. We don't know what to do with it. We have a great team, and there's nothing to complain about. We're going to boo Stephon Diggs. Like, they're just going to boo him every single opportunity. Of course, it's stupid and meaningless, like we've known about booing our entire lives if we ever care to think about it. How did Ryder Cup go? Maybe we should actually, as fans, kind of rethink what the point is. Because the simple, dumb premise of booing is, like, this will upset you. Does it? Can you think of any professional athlete that minds? They love it.
If they're the road team, I think
Diggs
if you're at home, like that's a different thing, I think.
Well, but, yeah. Sure. Like if they're booing Shoffley.
But the road game, then you relish it, I think.
Of course. Think about Stephon Diggs for 5 seconds. That's his whole jam. Like that's his whole energy source is people that he creates it. Thurman did it. They just create these worlds where they think everybody's against them and then thrive on that energy. So, people who boo don't think they just boo. They're not thinking about what it's going to mean. Maybe at the Ryder Cup, they think if they boo Rory McIlroy all weekend, that he'll actually play worse. Third down. We have the worst third down defense in the NFL, but we're not going to stop yelling third down and playing train horns. Like, you take the best fans in the NFL and you reduce them to a cliche by playing third down, and the team isn't good at all in those situations. We don't care. We're just trying to sort of like get a rise out of you. And that's what, booing Diggs, it's just something to do. I mean, we're so bored at these games. They're winning by so much. There's something to do. Like, oh, Stephon Diggs, you left and were just as good. So boo. Like, it's also dumb. It's always been dumb. But I guess we're just so bored at these games that we just couldn't possibly just sit there. You couldn't possibly go to Ryder Cup and not boo John Rahm, I guess. Because what? You didn't get your money's worth? It's just so dumb. But, good for the caller saying, like, yeah, don't do it. I fully agree. Much respect for what he meant to all of this. He was great. I mean, he'll be one of the Bills' best receivers ever. That's just it. Like, he was amazing. He was one of the best in the league for 3 or 4 years in a row. He had a lot to do with their success. We don't care. Daniel Breer, nobody meant more to the Sabres' success when he was here. And then as soon as he walked across the street, he got booed coming back. It's never stopped. Just fans. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.